You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yes. Oh. Luck o' the Irish with you today.
Kids are waking up at the house now, and Nick Nack was sending me some pictures because they set a bunch of leprechaun traps last night around the house. So all the traps were disengaged, and there was toilet paper strung all around the house, and all the toilet water was turned green. Silly little leprechaun. Now mom and dad have a mess to pick up. It was funny, though, because she did send me the picture of the toilet with the green water in it, and it was, you know, one of a multitude of pictures, but that was the first one that showed up. And I was like, oh, no, what's going on at the house? What's wrong with the toilets?
Or what's wrong with your kids?
I was like, yeah, what? That's a weird backup. Green, huh?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, kind of cute.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Got a mind bender coming up in about 25-30 minutes. We'll do that at 7:30. Let's talk, though, about your neighborhood.
I asked Dom a question yesterday, just kind of out of the blue. I said, hey, DT, are you on that there Next Door app? Isn't that an app filled with so much hate and anger? And it really is. Like, somebody will go on there and post an innocent comment about, oh my gosh, I lost my dog, if anyone sees my little dog. And then it's 50 comments underneath it just ripping that person apart about how they're a horrible dog owner. Mm-hmm. You should be keeping better track of your dog. And I hope your dog is, you know, somewhere else now. I hope another person scooped it up and is taking care of your dog. And da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's fairly entertaining to hop on there and just read the comments.
It is a magnet for vicious, vindictive,
vicious,
spiteful, hateful people, along with a bunch of really nice people.
Yeah.
So Gretchen learned this, I was like a year and a half, 2 years ago. She was just innocently thinking about putting something on Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the first thing she saw was this story. Something had a question about their daughter and the other teenagers in the neighborhood. And she said the next thing she knows, she was scrolling through the comments where people were blasting everybody and their blankety blank kids and their this and that. She's like, she held the phone up to me. She goes, I thought this was just like a site where you could say, hey, does anybody know a good dry cleaner?
Right.
Around
I'm just
here?
Trying to sell a couch, you guys.
Right.
Next thing you know, it's political.
It is so funny because the first time I got on it, it was incredibly helpful. I mean, it really was. I mean, when I was moving a few years ago, I got rid of a few things. I put it on Next Door. I said, mm-hmm. hey, you know, I have my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It was like mid-November. I said, hey,
it's
I've
great.
Got an artificial Christmas tree I can't use. And boom, it was gone in like 12 minutes. They, mm-hmm. I mean, they actually had picked it up.
Yeah.
Within
it's
half
great
an hour.
For that kind of stuff. Although we've been burned a few times. We've gotten multiple people that say, yeah, we'll be by to pick it up. And then we set it out front and it's still sitting there like 3 days later.
Yeah, well.
That's a jerk move. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But just in general, like the fighting that starts on there over the silliest things, you know?
But am I a jerk because I don't want it to stop?
Because yes.
Because it's so entertaining.
It's entertaining, but in the other direction, it makes me very sad. Like, they were all just mean SOBs at heart. And now
and
you know
we're not. Most people are
I
good.
Don't know. I'm beginning to think the other way, buddy.
You think most people
I
are
think
mean?
Most people are mean jerks.
No, they're not.
I really am.
No.
If you were reading all these comments, a majority of people are jerks.
Well, let's face it. Online brings out the worst in many people. Not all.
The
but
trolls,
many
they call
people,
them, yeah.
The whole, whether it's anonymous or whatever, just there's even if somebody knows your name, there's still some weird anonymity that people mm-hmm. feel when they're sitting at a keyboard on a computer or on their phone. Like, because they're not facing the person face to face.
Sure.
And we all know, it's been said many times, 95% of the stuff that people say to each other online, you put them face to face, they would never say it.
Right.
They don't have you know, the intestinal fortitude,
the cojones,
to say it to somebody's face, yeah. But they feel like, oh, I'm hidden, you know, they're a mile away. I can do it right here.
You just read the comments and you're like, what is going on in these people's lives that make them like this, that you're taking out your aggression on, you know, somebody trying to sell a blender, you know, and how dangerous those are. And then you go off about blenders. The biggie over the past couple days was this poor woman who paid some kids, some teenagers that came to her house during the snowstorm to shovel her driveway. They came up to the door and said, yeah, we'll shovel your driveway for $20.
Okay.
She paid them $20 and then they left. They didn't shovel. So she went on next door to, you know, warn everybody that these teenagers were doing this to, you know.
So she's doing a public service.
She's doing a public service because of her bad.
Be
and
on the lookout.
Boy, oh boy, apparently she is the dumbest person on the planet, according to everyone in the Littleton area.
Yeah, like she wasn't looking for judgment. She was trying to help
others. She's just like,
others.
Hey, heads up. They looked, you know, innocent. They wanted to shovel. I threw them $20 and then they took off. And the next thing you know,
she probably, while she was standing there, had the money. That way, they don't have to come back to the door. When they're done, they can just leave. I probably would have trusted them, too.
Probably.
If they're neighbor kids.
Probably.
But they probably weren't neighbor. They probably trucked in from, like,
Sucker.
6 miles away or whatever.
Yeah, and then they took off. And so then, you know, everybody was insulting her and her family and her upbringing.
Man.
And da-da-da-da-da. So,
I'll tell you what happened in our neighborhood yesterday. We got a note left in our mailbox, and I'm not trying to bring the discussion down because there's death involved in this story, but still, it just shows you how mistrustful we have all become of each other. There was a note left in our mailbox from somebody who apparently in our neighborhood that said, hey, very sad news, so-and-so passed away, and they've lived in our neighborhood for a few years, and they lost their battle, and they've passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And this person said, I think it would be a great idea if we all contributed all sorts of things like gift cards and restaurant certificates and stuff like that. Here's my address. Just come by and put it in my mailbox, and I'll make sure it gets to this family.
How do you know?
Yeah, look at your face. See, I'm looking at
How do you know?
And they're like, yeah, just give me a whole bunch of restaurant certificates, and I'll make sure it gets to this family in need.
Seems legit.
And Gretchen's like, why don't you give us the address of the family?
And we will do it directly.
And we will take care of it ourselves.
I am so suspicious of all of that.
Yeah,
all of the send me your money and we'll get gift cards.
Yeah.
Very suspicious of that.
Yeah. So we were like, You know, and I didn't want to go to their house and knock on the door and say, hey, I don't trust you. What's the address of the people who
for your loss.
You know, the people who did suffer this tragedy. Why don't you tell me where they are?
Oh, and then show up at their house, and then that's even weirder.
Yes, exactly. Well, or just put it in their mailbox, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know.
The whole thing's weird. You know what? Speaking of gift cards, can I vent for just a second, too?
Please. You've got 100,000 watts at your back.
Oh, don't be mad, real estate agents. Please don't be mad. But there is a, we're calling her the annoying realtor that moved into our neighborhood, where she is basically taking it upon herself to create all these community events in our neighborhood, not through our HOA, just her, to promote her business. She has set up like community Easter egg hunts and best Christmas light contest and best tulip contest or whatever, and vote for all your neighbors. And she puts flyers on everybody's door with her little picture at the bottom. But what you have to do is you go to her real estate site to enter who you think should win. And then she gives the winner a gift card that comes from her with her business card stapled to it.
Well, it's pretty good marketing.
I don't like it one bit.
But it's good marketing. I mean, it's initiative.
It's smarmy.
She's
traipsing
door to door.
I don't like it at all.
I can kind of see what you're talking
about. Come on. You couch it as a community event, but you're promoting you. I don't like it at all.
Have you reached out to this realtor to tell them?
So we are trying to decide how to reach out and say, stop it. In a nice way, of course.
You know what? Here's what I say
stop it.
You should do. Go
post
on
it.
Next door.
Yeah!
And post.